So far, last night and so far today, no rain in Clay County. So I bet farmers are raising dust a little. Let's check in with University of Minnesota Extension, Clay County, Randy Nelson. How are you doing, Randy?
I'm doing just fine, Mick. How about yourself?
Well, no complaints. Too bad, anyway. I'm kind of looking forward to getting back to some kind of normal, but then maybe not. I don't know. I understand, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota Extension, you guys are all kind of pretty much quarantined or doing what you need to do from home.
That is correct. And talking to you right now from home, just taking a break from answering some emails.
Super. Now, you are primarily a horticulturist, right? And that keeps you busy around the Moorhead and Clay County area?
That is correct.
Yeah. Well, give us a little, I'm going to ask you about farmers and field conditions generally, gardening. Anything should be going in the ground right now? Is it too early, or should we be sticking some of the cool season crops in?
Some of the cool season crops could definitely go in. If the soils are dry enough where you can get out there, if you're able to do some late tillage if you need to, you can put down your fertilizer. Some of the ones that could go in right now, onions, whether you have, if you grew your own transplants, or you purchase those, or you're putting in an onion set, they could go in, radish, lettuce, those could be seeded right now.
What shouldn't be planted next to each other? Is that critical? I know there are some things that you, like potatoes and tomatoes, you don't want to follow those 1 year after the next, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong. But how about adjacent to? Are there any crops that should not be planted or vegetables that shouldn't be planted next to each other?
As far as not planting them next to one another, if you can avoid it in a garden, planting potatoes maybe right next to potatoes or peppers, could be avoided. They're all in the Solanaceae family. The issue is with a lot of home gardens, we don't have a lot of space. And if you don't have any choice but to plant them next to each other, in most cases, you're going to be okay. You know, if you think about potatoes, for example, with Colorado potato beetle, and if you happen to be growing eggplant too, you can certainly notice potato beetle moving over into your eggplant. So having some physical distance can be helpful. And they're in with some of the diseases too, some of the foliar diseases. Having that physical distance is helpful. But again, in small gardens, sometimes that's not possible.
Yeah. What have you heard about the insect pressure? Again, we'll start with the gardens and eventually get out to the farm fields. But what have you heard? Is there going to be any, or because of the winter we had, or is the likelihood of any particular insect going to be high this year?
I haven't heard that the likelihood of any particular insect is going to be high. I would assume some of the ones that we have every year, again, going back to Colorado potato beetle, I'm sure we'll have that, probably some aphids, some of the leafhoppers. I would assume we'll have all of those again.
And I know the guys that are putting sugar beets in the ground now, they're thinking about the maggot and the fly, sugar beet fly, and try to control all those things, and there are some hot spots. And the guys know where those hot spots are, but how about the, and again, here's a ag question. I understand that the buckthorn are they're budding out now in southern Minnesota, and some people are saying this could be a bad year for aphids.
It could be. I think every year starts off that way, Mick, where it could be a bad year. Although, you know, I'm reminded, too, of some years, early reports came out where it was going to be a bad year for soybean aphid. But then as the season went on, whether it was something environmental or maybe something else, the soybean aphids never materialized into the outbreak that was originally predicted. So, you know, in most cases, the early predictions It's just that. It's a prediction based on the available evidence. But, gosh, things can sure change as the season progresses.
Yeah, this year we could have a bad grasshopper problem or not. And this year everybody could have 300 bushel to the acre corn. But then something happens.
Right. That is right.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, generally speaking, do you see much for dust happening? Are farmers turning wheels a lot around Clay County?
Well, I haven't been out as much as I have, given our current situation. So I've been doing a lot of traveling on Highway 75 North, going from my house to gas station or the grocery store. But I have seen a couple of tractors out in the field. At least along Highway 75, I didn't see anything planted, but I don't cover a very big range there. I'm over in North Moorhead. But again, there was some soil being stirred up. I was on Highway 10 over the weekend going east and noticed a little bit, noticed a few tractors out, and also what looked like maybe some planting. And I would assume in some areas, if they're dry enough, they already have their wheat and or small grains.
Sure.
In the ground, if they're able to get out. And unfortunately, I've seen standing corn yet, too. So hopefully they'll be able to get out and get that taken care of.
For sure. All righty. Thank you very much for the info, Randy Nelson in University of Minnesota, Clay County. Hope you have a good year, and I'll be calling you every now and then with some garden questions.
All right. Sounds good, Nick. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.